invoking Bhagavan's grace. And the grace of your Ishtadevata. And the blessings of this knowledge. The Guru Sisha Parampara. As Ishwara being the self of all beings, and as the Ishwara Upadhi being interconnected with all beings, recognizing that all of our actions and thoughts reverberate throughout the creation, kind of like dropping a pebble in a lake. And this being so, our prayers and our actions are meaningful. Recognizing the reality of this. You can do whatever meditation you choose and consider doing the Ho'oponopono meditation. Invoking all of the people that you have a hurtful or frightening, violent, painful relationship with, and taking it upon yourself to address that shared pain. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Often in a relationship or in a painful dyad, it'd not be really a relationship, but there's pain that comes about between the exchange of two people or more. For some people, maybe the more hurt people cannot say, I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. You're not able to make that, to take that step. But if one of the two or one of the group can take that step, take responsibility for caring for the hurt, and that hurt can prayerfully be resolved, Om Tat Sat. Michelle.